We had a pivotal debate this week between the two candidates for the governor's office. It was Maura Healey versus Jeff Diehl, and I watched every minute of that debate, and I concluded throughout the debate, and then more so at the end, that Jeff Diehl won that debate. Congratulations, Jeff. Especially if this was a contest between who could appeal more to independents, to swing voters, and to women, it was no contest at all. Jeff Diehl ran away with it. And why do I say that? Well, there are two key issues that he dominates her. He crushes her, in fact. One of them is the issue of freedom. For every single person who attended a rally during the pandemic and for every single person who suffered during the pandemic because of the draconian government policies, Jeff Diehl said again and again that he will defend freedom. These were huge statements. Maura Healey instead only said that she's going to follow the science. And folks, we all know what that means. In addition, Jeff was very powerful on the topic of education. And I cannot tell you how many times in casual conversation, whether I'm at the salon getting my hair done or at a grocery store, where people talk about education and how nutty, how crazy the state is. And he said in a very powerful way that his daughter was forced to watch a video telling her that she has an advantage in playing sports simply because she's white. That was an incredible moment to all those who just want children to be children, who just want teens to be teens, and who want them to strive to achieve based on their own skills, not on any other garbage that is being put in their head. This was a key moment because Jeff Diehl gets it. And Maura Healey looked like she was clueless, like she doesn't get it at all. Also on the economy, Jeff did a brilliant job. The very fact that he's a businessman speaks volumes because he knows what it takes to put together a business and to make it thrive against all the odds in a highly regulated state. And he did say several times that Healey would simply perpetuate the Biden economy. And that, too, speaks volumes. On illegal immigration, he crushed her. He doesn't want driver's licenses to be given to them. And he also explained the electoral consequences of that. But you know what was most important? On the issue of which candidate tells the truth, Jeff Diehl won by a country mile. They were both asked to grade the governor. What grade do you give the governor? And she simply refused to answer that question. She just said he was a good governor, but she doesn't want to give a grade. Well, why not? And I thought it was a very human moment that we saw Jeff Diehl struggling with it. And he said, well, I guess I'd give him a B because he's kind of weighing in his head, you know, the Democrats would have been far worse. But I thought what was also a very powerful moment, and to me the most beautiful moment of the debate, at the very end when the candidates were asked, what part of the job are you not looking forward to? She gave a phony answer. I'm looking forward to everything. Nobody looks forward to everything in any situation, let alone becoming the governor of a state. That was an untruthful, deceitful, manipulative answer. But what did Jeff Diehl say on that stage? It was so human. You could see the pain on his face. He said, you know, the tough thing is the struggles that I'm going to face trying to lead a state and all the demands and the pressure that it puts on my family and the time away from my family. That was a key moment. You could see the anguish on him. There was nothing fake. It's the true dilemma of all those who are decent, who have a good family, and yet who strive to do the greater good for their republic or for their state. So Jeff Diehl, if it's a contest of who is the most real, who is the most authentic, who is the most human, Jeff Diehl blew her away. Healy, on the other hand, she didn't say a single thing that would improve my daily life. I didn't hear a single thing that she would do that would make my life better. She also mischaracterized Jeff on abortion. He did say that he's going to keep the laws and remain within the bounds of the legislature, even though he has disputes with the extreme versions of abortion laws. You know, one of the things that I thought was very revealing is that Maura Healy kept saying, women's health care, women's health care. And I'm thinking, abortion is not about health care, Maura Healy, because usually a woman is healthy and the baby's perfectly healthy. So you have two who are perfectly healthy. It's about health destruction. That's what abortion is. It's about sucking the brains out of a healthy baby and killing it. So it's not about health care. It's about health destruction. And she's all for health destruction, let me tell you. She also has no credibility on tax cuts. And when she tried to paint Jeff Diehl as some kind of a Trump wannabe or a Trump someone who would be exactly like Trump, it was absolutely laughable. Yes, we know he supported Trump and he supports America First policies. Yes, he's admitted that. But the two men are completely different. And that was palpable to anyone who has eyes. So that didn't work either. But you know what was the most disgusting thing? She kept putting her hand to her heart when she spoke. I don't know about you, Stephen, but every time I've said something directly from the heart, I have never in my whole life actually put my hand on my heart. What a fake gesture, again and again. So packaged, so contrived, so rehearsed. Take your hand off your heart, Maura Healy, and actually talk from the heart if you have one. Or maybe you were putting your hand on your heart because you couldn't find that heart. Where is that heartbeat? I don't know. Well, following the debate, a big controversy blew up. Did Jeff Diehl cave on election reform? Folks, there's no contest between the two of them when it comes to election reform. Jeff Diehl is a Trump supporter. He was chair of the Trump campaign. He wanted Trump to win. And then he simply stated, well, Biden is the president now. As we can see, he is the president. That's a fact. Now, we know that there were issues with the election, and he did state that election integrity is a concern for him. In fact, he, on this show, explained to us that he's one of the few people in the Massachusetts state legislature that wants IDs for voters. So when it comes to a contest between the two of them of who cares about election integrity, Jeff Diehl is far ahead. Now, some people are saying, yeah, but we want him to be tougher. We want him to have said the election was stolen. All this, I consider it at this moment, it's nitpicking because we're in a battle for the heart and soul of the state. And, you know, on the one hand, we want our candidates to be human. Jeff Diehl is human. We want our candidates to be gentle. Jeff Diehl is gentle. But then we want him to be super tough and super hard. Well, people are not pancakes. And we don't want him to be inauthentic. We want him to be who he is. And that's what he showed us. And folks, I say this to all those who say, is he tough enough? I say, well, you do it. You run in a blue state. You take all the pressure. You become the first America First candidate in the history of the United States. And you tell me if you can withstand that pressure. Of course he's tough. Who can do that? He's made history. And let me tell you something else. He's made history while retaining his decency, his goodness, and his humanity. And that humanity shone right through on that stage. I call that really tough. In my view, Jeff Diehl is the real deal, and he's the man of steel.